Did you live there?
No, I would stay down there for about a week at a time.
That's where I'm going next. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I got to go to Ruston, then I'm going to Louisville.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well,
who are you going to interview there?
Well, I don't know. Maybe y'all can suggest somebody for me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask you before I go.
Well, I know of several back up in there on the side Weaver's on. Now, there's John Henry Nolan, there's the Russell boys, Luther and Pete Russell, there's the Bidgood boys, and there's a Wilson down there, he's a mail carrier, he got a farm up there, steerage boys is down there. Steerage come out of the hills up there like we did. We all went out in there about the same year. And because they moved in there, and I just went down there and bought and load up a bunch of hands, you know, and go down there, and me and my wife, and we'd clear and work there for a week. Then we'd come back up here, and we'd fly in on it up here. But they stayed there, and they stayed right with there. They moved there purpose to stay in.
I see. Y'all just had that place sort of as a vacation place then?
Yeah, well, we had 120 acres down there. Wow. We farmed it. Yeah, man, we started off there. We'd make about a half bale of cotton to the acre. But when I sold it, we'd getting around 3 bales to the acre. And we getting about 60 bushels of beans to the acre. A cutting and beans is about the only two things. We did grow corn for a while, but we found out that after you got the tractor and got rid of the mules, see, then we quit growing corn because our tenants down there all had a milk car and they fed that cow corn all the way. Some of two, you know. They didn't have no corn. I had the corn. You done caught that?
Yeah.
All right.
When you said you raised three bales, the land was more.
Yeah. No, we just got on to what to do and went to fertilizing and pawing and work. We got our roots rotted out, stumps out and everything. We're getting out of the tractor and cultivated. And we got our rows closer together, cotton thick in the drill.
And the land was more fertile?
It was the same fertile, but it was more suitable for the cultivation after a few years. See, them old stumps got them out of there.
I see. Now, can you tell me about the type of land y'all have around here, but like differences in height, elevation of land, that sort of thing?
Well, we got, I wish I could tell you how that is, but we got what that we call a sea slope. We could terrace our land up to a sea slope, but after you got above a sea slope, it was too steep. We had to put it, the soil conservation come in, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we put that in pasture, but before then, we just go out there and we'd run us terrace around that thing, you know, and maybe it'd be, you got to run together, then it'd look to me like a half a quarter apart. But we cultivated that kind of land. And now, we pull it down and say when the soil conservation came in 35. Well, that's when we started terracing and built terraces. We taken all this rough land out and put it in pasture.
What land is that?
That was what was too steep to terrace. Now that there was sea slope is 3 foot to every 100 feet.
Yeah.
That's downhill, you know, you're going downhill, and if you got over 3 foot fall from up here down at that 100 feet, it was too steep. Couldn't terrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that terrace down there wouldn't catch all the water that come this terrace up here.